It's 6 minutes past seven. John S. Doyle is here with what it says in the papers.
On Post is the main story for two papers. The Postal Service's annual report was brought to Cabinet yesterday by Communications Minister Patrick O'Donovan, and there are different ways of looking at it. The Irish Examiner says that On Post could be forced to change the frequency or speed of postal deliveries because of costs and changing consumer habits. The company made a profit of 5.6 million euro last year, up from a 20 million euro loss in 2023. However, core mail volumes fell by 7.6%, in line with global trends. But On Post is on the brink, says the alarming lead headline on the Irish Daily Mail. The Postal Service is facing a dire financial situation, the words of one cabinet minister, with its cash reserves dropping below 1 million euro for the first time ever. Craig Hughes quotes unnamed political sources as saying that there would be no bailout for On Post. A coalition row could be brewing, however, with Minister of State Michael Healy-Ray, who is also a postmaster, advocating for more funding for the network, he says. RTE provides the lead story for the Irish Independent. Fionnán Sheehan reports that the broadcaster's management have been summoned to a meeting with government officials to explain themselves after 48 of 104 recommendations following the Ryan Tuberty affair have not progressed as planned. A government source, unnamed, told the paper that if this was any other government organisation, RTE would be excoriating them for lack of progress and lack of delivery. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with a report that the family of a wealthy County Offaly farmer, the late Joe Grogan, who owned land worth 5.5 million euro, have made a last-ditch bid to have his death investigated by Gardaí. Mr Grogan died just a day after he got married to his part-time carer, Lisa Flaherty. Sean McCaughey reports that there were gasps at Offaly's coroner's court yesterday when a lawyer for Mr Grogan's family suggested a possible unlawful killing verdict. But the coroner rejected the plea and said the farmer most likely died from an infection, having had cancer. The Irish Times leads with the presidential election. The race gathered pace yesterday, Jack Horgan-Jones writes, with Fine Gael nominating former European Commissioner Mairead McGuinness, and independent TD Catherine Connolly expected to launch her candidacy today. The businessman Declan Ganley is said to be contacting TDs and senators about support for a potential run, the paper says. And in The Independent, it was reported that another former European Commissioner, Maura Geoghegan-Quinn, has emerged as a potential candidate for Fianna Fáil. "She's the one to win it for us," said a party source, unnamed. Katie Taylor should be heading for the park, according to the Irish Daily Star. But in her case, it's Croke Park. The paper is quoting Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, who said in the Dáil yesterday that Katie should be given the chance for a farewell boxing match there before she retires.